Welcome to the Inspiring You Show. I'm Henry, and this, my friends, is a vibrational experience, a remembering of the truth of who we are. Content is light encoded to assist you in your journey if you wish to receive for your highest good. So it's time for the energy forecast for the month of May 2024. After the turbulent events of April with its energy shifts, I'm really hoping everyone is holding up well. So we've recently navigated through a whirlwind of emotions and energetic upheavals, and now our task for May is to sift through the aftermath and, more importantly, discern what we value and what significance is holding for us. So there might have been different things that have come up, different things that you have been moving through. There may have been even some possible setbacks or maybe some newly found opportunities. There could have been even some losses or alterations or unforeseen U-turns, maybe even shocking revelations, instances surpassing expectations, and situations that proved more difficult than initially thought. So all these events have filled our plates to the brim, and now we need to deliberately take a breath, reflect, review, reevaluate, and reset with the view to achieve clarity in our thoughts and draw inspiration concerning our purpose and our subsequent course of inspiring action. So in May, we are anticipating a surge of high and expansive energies. The extent of this energy burst leaves us, many of us have already been talking about it, really interested and really can't wait to see how it unfolds. Not only individually in a personal experience, but also in the global scale. Equally just fascinating will be just that impact on the personal as well as professional and also the global aspect. So while we're still grappling with possible, you know, challenges or familiar issues, there is a pervading sense of unity unlike anything we've experienced over the last 4 years or so. So despite evident divides and ongoing conflicts, we are witnessing early signs of unification. So this burgeoning unity, I feel, provides a necessary counterbalance to discord and quarrel. Accordingly, as we venture into this year, expect to see even more so in terms of a shift. So with that brings into our first theme is mental clarity and inspiration. So this is the occasion to watch ourselves, observe, and others with receptive patience. So what are you bringing into existence? What are you bringing into this physical experience? So if you're replicating similar events from past events you plan to change, it implies that your work here is far from over. Because at this phase, some fresh, eclectic elements should be making their way into your realm. So keep an eye out for what or who is knocking on your door. It might be the right time to dive into unknown waters and embrace support pouring in from the unexpected quarters. Because remember, if you listened to the energy update of last month, it talked about closing one volume and moving into the next volume, which means closing out one story and allowing yourself to really move into a new aspect of your life, a new volume of your life, if you will. So remember, this theme in terms of mental clarity and inspiration, it's about attaining and allowing yourself to shift into mental clarity. But that does not mean, you know, overthinking or getting caught in that monkey mind. And if you do, make sure to use your tools, my friends. Overthinking would just lead to bewilderment and also just could get you caught in that monkey mind in terms of that mental looping. Mental clarity is an unwavering awareness that brings in a shift for you, a possible new perspective for you. And this month is really, in terms of what we're shifting to, really shifting into that clear-mindedness and enlightenment that is being offered. which then can lead to inspiring decisions, forging new paths, making changes, and even bringing in new ideas and trying them out. So if uncertainty and chaos have entangled your life, if you're still juggling with numerous responsibilities, now is the perfect time to decide what to let go of, what to clear, what to relinquish by assessing its value. What holds importance and what value for you? So that would be one of the reflection questions. What is holding importance for you, and what is bringing value for you? And is something coming to a completion, and are you being called into maybe even on a new path? So you might need to look at different situations and see where you've been also accommodating others and their values, and ask yourself whether your priorities and values are aligned still with theirs. And remember, it's not right, wrong, good, or bad. There's an isness, and it's about going into that reflection work, doing deep contemplation in order to reevaluate your role in others' lives that may lead you to a crossroads of making choices and decisions that prioritize your values and you and where you are right now. So, and with that, you just want to make sure to use compassion and mindfulness, because this humaning experience can be so amazing and incredible, but at the same time can be super complicated. And sometimes when we've been aligned with others and it's been amazing, it can be really challenging. And also there can be loss and grief when things are coming to a completion. So make sure to bring that compassion for you and others. Indeed, you know, also with all of this, the most challenging obstacle we may face this month is fear itself. So this shared dread of the uncertain, of being getting caught in that, you know, not feeling comfortable in the unknown, or even feeling like we are confined and ultimately just caught in something, can effectively squelch any aspiration we may harbor for maybe that better future. However, the antidote to fear really lies in nurturing trust and tapping into the broader perspective of evolution, acknowledging the splendid design and organization of the cosmos and the soothing and life-sustaining attributes of our planet, of our Earth. Remember, we cannot always rely on others for reassurance and safety. We must really learn how to reground, realign, and reorient ourselves to the elements and the bounty of nature to find support and comfort. It's about going within, my friends. And fear can exhibit itself in many different ways. Some cling fiercely to the familiar and the tested, only to find misery and change. Others may be consumed by a relentless drive for more. Often there could be a quest for a false sense of security. And with that, you could find yourself maybe hoarding excessively. So just check in to see what's happening. You know, some might be locked in a struggle to always be right, or alternatively, they fall into the abyss of self-deprecation and retreat from daily life. And then there could be that aspect where if you're getting caught in a non-beneficial pattern programming of being a victim, who then maybe you're always finding that you're pointing the fingers at others, that it's always everyone else's faults. And then unfortunately, those who don't see value in life at all, and then could really succumb to just different substance abuses, or maybe even like self-harming actions. So these various behaviors and attitudes can really stem from, you know, these different experiences and deep-rooted fear and just many other things that may not be processed. So it really serves us well to engage in introspection and to stay observant, use mindfulness, use energy healing tools, and also then allowing ourselves to ensure that our decisions are not guided by fear, but clarity and inspiration. Clarity and inspiration. And for that mental acuity, it's really crucial that you dedicate some time for it to flourish. Consider devoting a portion of your day to practices such as meditation, prayer, creating space for insights, you know, mindfulness, self-realization, understandings, to crystallize, surrounding yourself with, you know, just different elements of beauty that inspire, letting yourself go in nature, being around music or anything else that really just brings your human into an inspirational experience and allows you to elevate your vibrational energy can be really beneficial. Doing Reiki, dowsing energy healing can really be helpful. And then also equally important is the removal of anything that represents outdated energies, or noting everything, just noting and understanding that everything carries a vibration. So make sure to do the clearing work also in your home, the land, cars, making sure to clear any non-beneficial imprints, because as you aim to enhance your vibrational frequency in that of your home and other environments you engage with, it becomes necessary to examine potential old patterns and programs. Maybe it's time to rejuvenate your surroundings, introduce a incredible, beautiful piece of artwork maybe, or maybe just swap out, you know, tired items, or anything that you've unintentionally accumulated yet don't particularly care for. So let yourself do a clearing of the house, my friends, and just make sure with everything, just be kind to yourself and just, you know, as much compassion and love and kindness for yourself and others, because y'all, like I said, it is complicated sometimes being human, and as amazing as can be, it can just be complicated. So the next theme, you know, it ties into how the month of April really felt like a marathon rather than a single month. So this then guides right into the next theme. So as a repercussion of the transformation that occurred in April, we're stepping into May with a wave of substantial expansion energy at both personal and global levels, especially for those who have encountered significant personal healing, challenging moments, contractions during April. May is shaping up to be a month of positive growth opportunities and positive inner and outer shifts as well. Although this substantial expansion energy could resonate internally, it is reflecting also externally as well. So it could manifest itself in a variety of ways. So be it in your personal relationships or in your profession. So for some, it might result in travel prospects or invitations to new places. So keep a watchful eye for the signs of this substantial expansion energy in your life. And when we are presented with an opportunity or a proposal that's a newer, bigger than our usual scale, it's also very useful to do a self-check. Do we habitually jump at the opportunity, or do we have a tendency to hold back, questioning if it's suitable for us? If you observe this resistance within you, I would encourage you to explore it. You want to see if there's any non-beneficial resistance, and it's beneficial to use self-realization and mindfulness tools to check inside ourselves whenever we are invited to do something new or something that feels grander. So see and feel how your human is operating. Do you automatically go, wonderful, I'll move toward it? Or is there a default pattern to stay away from it and pull back and think, oh, I don't know if that's for me? Just investigate that resistance if it comes up for you, because it goes to that first thing we talked about in terms of fear. We want to let go of any non-beneficial resistance, non-beneficial fear, any kind of patterns and programs of fear that has really become non-beneficial and that may have created stagnancy in our ability to evolve, and letting ourselves shift in that inspiring action and also shift to that higher vibrational frequency, being in that energy of love, being able to then manifest and move forward in that energy of love. But my friends, don't misunderstand any of this. This isn't about going against your gut feelings. It isn't about that at all. It is about using self-realization tools to see if any part of your human is possibly caught in some sort of non-beneficial pattern or program, that there might be some protective pieces that are automatically resisting beneficial shifting. So use self-realization techniques to identify protective mechanisms within yourself that may automatically resist positive shifts. And it may have been beneficial for you before, but now that you're moving into that new volume, it may no longer be beneficial. It might be just outdated patterns and programming, and these patterns might need to be cleared. So make sure to use your energy healing tools for that. So, you know, these non-beneficial patterns may need to be cleared. And if you're noticing some pushback to the expansive energy that's coming in, especially after a challenging past few months, let yourself definitely double down on using tools, because coming into May, there is a huge landscape of wide opening in May that's calling and offering new opportunities. So part of what May is going to do is it's about drawing us out of ourselves, out of existing situations that are no longer beneficial, or situations that have come to a completion, or the status quo. So this upcoming month will be really instrumental in drawing us out of our shells, of our common routines, of our current comfort zones. A significant number of you are likely to employ May as a pivotal time to expand upon and build on the transformative shifts and changes that you've been implementing in your life over the recent months. So compared to April, which was a very intense and likely inner propulsion that was just moving through everybody, May just really starts as like an really open field. So in contrast to the internal drive that dominated April, May ushers in a time of just wide-ranging opportunities. It's reminiscent of that open field, and for many of us, it may bring about an increased sense of adventure. And so for some of you, it might be that it gives you more opportunity to really take inspiring initiative, to really be in that inspired action, go for your dreams, things you would like to do. So May is going to have that very wide energy. May is going to feel a lot wider. Imagine like a wide open field. And during this time, invitations and opportunities will likely come your way, providing you with the chance to choose if you wish to seize them. So it's worth noting, however, that these offers may spur some of you to become more proactive in pursuing your dreams and desires. So in essence, May embodies an expansiveness in its energy. Even as the world continues to grapple with monumental shifts and changes, this epoch that's being presented in May promises a respite of sorts. Its energy feels wide open, much like an unobstructed playing field, open for exploration and offering numerous possibilities. So let yourself be in that and call that to you for your highest good, my friends. So the next theme is fast approaching personal upgrades. So this essentially connects to your evolving and embodying your truest self, your authentic self. Many changes have coursed through us over the past few years. And when this topic of fast approaching personal upgrade comes to the forefront, it implies that we're set to strive forward following the transformative energy changes we've been experiencing or thrust into because of global shifts. So this fast approaching personal revolution is a signal that you are poised to bring your long cherished dreams to fruition. So when it shows up as a theme, it means that we get to take a step forward after all the work, rearrangement, change, energy that we might have been subjecting ourselves to by all of the energy in the world changes. So fast approaching personal upgrades, this is a sign that you're going to actually be able to actualize some of your long held dreams. So there is a crucial point here, particularly if you feel like your life hasn't been or isn't evolving as you think maybe should be, or as you think maybe has been planned for you, however it is that you're processing the experience, or maybe that things aren't quite happening for you in the way that you feel is moving forward, or maybe things aren't happening as fast, or you feel stagnant and stuck. So if you keep a journal or just take some time to reflect on your journey over the past 6 months or year, ask yourself if there is something you've desired or nurtured that has indeed manifested. even though you might be taking it for granted, it's immensely beneficial to periodically review your past 6 months to 12 months questioning. What were my aspirations? What were my dreams? What were my intentions? What endeavors was I nurturing? And with that, you know, a dream can be an energy shift. So perhaps you've been trying to decelerate your life pace. Maybe you've been going, you know, you've been going, you know, years ago when I was working in television, I just had this to-go lifestyle and I just had a dream of having an energy shift. And that energy shift was really just slowing down the pacing in my life. So maybe that's where you're at. Maybe there's been, you know, you've been in this to-go lifestyle and now you're ready for a new type of lifestyle. So that could be one of your, that could be a dream, could be an energy shift. My energy shift was also, I really wanted to be in more of an experience of just calm and peace. And that was, you know, something that then I really was allowing myself to come into that different life pace. So, you know, you look at your aspirations and dreams, you know, also from that energy lens, you know, what dreams were you calling in that was an energy shift? And so, although you may still think that you're working on it, if you take the time to really pause and reflect, you may notice, oh, indeed, I have come a long way. Or you may be able to see how much progress you've made. So sometimes, you know, taking a moment to slow down to notice helps us to see how far we've actually evolved. So take that time. Keeping in sight our progress, evolving is crucial as we aim to learn, grow, evolve in our lives rather than just focusing on a continuous loop of being addicted to working on ourselves or self-refinement or the next task associated with personal growth. We're all present in this moment, living out the effects of the here and now. The reason for invoking this idea is simply to accentuate how personal growth, powered by gratitude and the cognizance of the distance traveled, how far you've traveled in terms of your evolution, how far you have come, is often instrumental in periods when you see the opportunities to elevate aspects of your life. So for some of you looking to make, you know, changes and adjustments in, you know, in your humaning, your operations, your dedication to yourself and others, your significance in society, your interaction, you know, with the extrinsic world, and your perception of that entirely. May is really predicted to be a poignant month for driving initiatives, consolidating your present positioning, and understanding that the potential for a significant leap is available to you. May signifies a shift towards expansion. So May signifies a shift towards expansion. And following the initial 4 months of the year, May elicits a rethink of everything you've been confronting, in particular the past few months. So with the intent of employing this understanding in real world situation, May is a pivotal month for progress where you'll build upon your existing foundations while also embracing the potential for significant leaps forward. So as we enter May, it marks a phase of expansion and exploration. Reflecting on the past 4 months, May encourages you to consider your experiences and how you can actualize the transformative positive changes in your life. Okay, so the second and third themes for May are the swift personal growth and significant expansion of energy, a duo which is intricately intertwined. So if you're feeling a tinge of, you know, any kind of feeling hesitant, a yearning towards remaining in your cozy nook or in a cocoon, my friends, I totally understand, but I advise you to indulge. You can indulge such feelings now, but as we go more into May, you'll find yourself being gently and positively coaxed out. You will experience uplifting events and enlightenment, and you'll finally feel, aha, so this is what everything was leading to. So with that, you may be called to step out more into social events, and just know that It is exciting, my friends. We are having a huge shifting this month in terms of the energy of comprehending that the pieces of your life puzzle is vibrant and promising, and it's going to be encompassing the atmosphere. There are a select few monumental themes that May has in store for us. So I'm also going to come back. There's also, I'm going to cover a prominent theme, nodding back to a topic I've touched upon a few months ago, seemingly like a boomerang. It is reemerging in our world. So this theme is all about healing trust wounds. So this one is all about trust wounds. Trust wounds are placed where one might feel, trust wounds are places where one might feel let down, used, betrayed, or it might be of a self-betrayal, areas where our own actions or habits haven't served us well, leading to a distrust within us. Igniting a spotlight to this theme, trust wound healing is garnering significant attention now. Many of you might have noticed it sprouting in April, but expect a fresh layer of healing to happen now. So your trust wounds might originate from interpersonal relationships, betrayals at work, disappointments in dealing with global systems or personal heartbreaks. It could also be, you know, non-beneficial patterns and programs that are also, you know, not only just from this personal life, it could also be from past lives, previous lives. There could also be some generational aspects to it where there could be a trust wound that that you're, you know, one of your great, 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 great grandparents had that wasn't able to be processed in that lifetime, that got handed down through the generations and is now being called to be cleared and healed on a whole nother layer and level. So there could be various aspects that could be embedded in various facets of life that that's happening, because with it, my friends, you know, it could be work, it could be personal. It's just not confined to personal relationships, but it could be embedded in various facets of life. That's where the multidimensional comes in. And that's where, you know, in terms of just expanding that open, wise mind growth set and opening, you know, and allowing yourself that expansiveness in consciousness, in that which then clears out, you know, any kind of, you know, if you're seeing things from a certain lens, it can help clear that non-beneficial lens to allow yourself to receive the downloaded of the information on where it might be possibly coming from, if it is needed in the clearing process, because it might not be. Sometimes just bringing awareness to it can support the clearing. So let's talk about the connections though. So connections, not only in relationships, but in work, life, and on a broader scale, globally or within the system. There can be instances where your trust got shattered, causing an energy blockage, which only heals when you bring your heart back in order. May 2024 is proposing numerous prospects for you to reconcile with these trust issues, only if you haven't already started, because some already started this back in April. And some of you may have embarked upon this journey, and if you can and are ready to begin the process of healing, clearing, letting go, and eventually when ready for forgiveness. Often people sometimes may avoid the path of forgiveness, but releasing the hold that the wound has over you is an important part of healing, shifting, and transformation. Even if you are uncertain about forgiveness or believe that it's not the right time, managing to release the grip of the wound will really significantly help you in your healing process. So with this, expect a significant surge in the healing of trust wounds, specifically in May, and healing leads to a strengthening of love, as trust wounds often restrict us and hold us back. Once these wounds start recovering and no longer control us, our love begins to flow freely out into the world, and we can also receive love more openly. So taking some time out to reflect on where this theme is appearing in your life could prove beneficial. It might be about reconnecting with certain individual or energy reconciliation with those you are unable to maybe you were unable to make amends with before, or perhaps, you know, just seeing what you need to do in terms of your own work. And then with that, you'll be bestowed the capacity to journey through the process of releasing the wounds that were co-created, possibly, you know, in your experience between you and another person or a situation, or even to alter the way you perceive it, which could allow you then to, you know, have that clearing and that healing and allowing that shift in and allowing that expansive in consciousness. So my friends, with that, you know, we all have moments in our past that we wish could, that we maybe wish that we could have done better, or instances we wish we knew more about. Remember, this is a part of our learning curve and our growth. We are here to be human and experience being human. We are in a humaning experience, my friends. So we are light in physical form, but we are here to experience, to learn, grow, and evolve. A constant reproach for our regrets or spinning in a story narrative of negative thoughts and beating self up only diminishes oneself further and doesn't really help you in your process of evolving and moving forward. And, you know, it does nothing, but it actually hinders our ability to move forward, to maintain an open heart, and to be fully available for love, connection, and trust. It actually blocks us from being able to have that. So that's why healing is so important. So in all of our interactions and within ourselves, settling the cornerstone of trust. So today, healing from any kind of breaches of trust is a topic highly magnified under our societal lens. So if you find yourself in this, remember, my friends, it is a constructive journey. It's an opportunity for you to retrieve your heart's courage and cement your ability to embrace life wholeheartedly with loving kindness and compassion for yourself and others. So with that, my friends, you then have a huge shift from low vibrational frequency to higher vibrational frequency, as well as then expanding your consciousness, which then allows you to have more just downloads and allows you to be in that, you know, even from, you know, 3D to 5D or higher. It just allows you to have that shift. So with that, my friends, you know, we're going to move into the next theme then, which asserts itself continued importance over the years. The unsettling notion that that we've talked about before. We're being dislodged from an old system, and that old system is being cleared. But with that, it demands our attention as well. So many of us recognize this, and identifying it as a transitional phase of this time. It's not right, wrong, good, or bad. It is an isness. And whatever you want to call it, my friends, whether it's the Matrix or, you know, old Earth, or, you know, being dislodged from this old system, whatever language resonates for you. But however, it is really crucial for you to remember and to remind yourself that being jostled from the old system can be quite disconcerting. Witnessing the transformation of things you once held faith in or found reliable can be a jarring experience. This realization is slowly dawning upon us on various fronts. So, as a collective, our perception of the world has drastically changed compared to as recent as 5 years ago. And when you look back a decade or two, it starts to feel like an unfamiliar realm. This understanding that we're being dislodged, being cleared from an old system's grasp, is significant because I have recently encountered many individuals grappling with feelings of discomfort and uncertainty without understanding the root cause. Often they'll express to me, things seem fine within my personal space, yet something feels amiss, a sense of unease prevailing. The world indeed is in an unnerving state presently. However, this doesn't negate the possibility of you, my friend, cultivating a sense of harmony, stability, and equilibrium in your life. I'm going to repeat that. The world is indeed in an unnerving state presently. However, this doesn't negate the possibility of you cultivating a sense of harmony, stability, and equilibrium in your life. And it's worth noting that achieving this, my friends, yes, it may require additional effort compared to a few years ago, but it really is worth the time taken to clear dense energies, to reshift, to reground, realign, and shift to a high vibrational frequency. It really is worth the time and effort in doing this. So today, we may find ourselves being shaken out of the old system. And as we uncover difficult, challenging, and painful truths about our world, it may inevitably impact our sense of identity, balance, and psyche. So don't be too surprised if you occasionally question who you are, where you are, and what's happening around you. This feeling is common for many people. And remember that it's not a constant state. Rather, we're navigating through a wavy energy time, a wavy time. It's much like an energy quake, if you will. And there'll be moments when you feel wavy and those around you may appear also strangely wavy too. And what that means is we find ourselves in the midst of an unprecedented transition. And that's why double downing on using your tools is so important. And such massive changes can affect our very core, disrupting our sense of self, balance, and purpose. So don't be alarmed if sometimes, you know, questioning your identity, location, or even nature of the world itself. Such feelings are a natural part of change presently sweeping across the globe. And rest assured, such feelings are transient and don't always need to be the focus. Remember that we're navigating turbulent times, and it's only natural for all of us to feel a bit shaky at times. This can extend outward, reflecting in those around us seeming more emotional than usual. And this heightened emotional state is a byproduct of the energy quake that is currently transforming our planet. Hold that thought, especially when you wonder, why does everything seem so unsettled? Indeed, the ground beneath us is shifting, and it's expected to continue this way for at least the foreseeable future. Though it might be unsettling, it's not entirely negative. Recognizing this can assist you in staying grounded and aligned with the present moment and in tune with the day. Of course, this is no small task, hence self-care is crucial, using those tools. How that looks will vary for each of us, but remember, it is an essential part of navigating these tumultuous times. Okay, the next theme is imagining the future and creating the new. So with May comes a surge of energy for crafting a fresh and inspiring novel, moving into that new volume, my friends. So the process of ushering in newness is crucial for individual evolution as well as the global paradigm shift in evolution. You may find yourself deeply engrossed in a project that carries the potential to inject just a novel new energy into our world, or introducing a groundbreaking system or a revolutionary invention designed to benefit humanity. Your focus might be geared towards this very act of discovering the new. But what lends inventing the future and creating the new its critical significance in our personal evolution is its transformative power for those who feel imprisoned by stagnation or distressed by global situations. It's crucial to create something anew if you find yourself disconcerted by the state of the world while feeling helpless at home. The demise of certain aspects of our planet, there can be grave as well as contemplative energy. And because the ending of certain energies or things, because of the ending of certain things on our planet right now. The energy at times can be very heavy, and also there can be sobering. There can be sobering energy. A world mirrored in wars and conflict saddens us, leaving many hearts in despair, not just because of just the bloodshed itself and the loss, but also the heated disputes among the people over the horrifying global events. The ongoing global wars and conflicts have left many of us heartbroken, and the demise of certain aspects of our planet can weigh heavily on our hearts. The ongoing global wars and conflicts have just been challenging on so many levels. And it's not just the wars themselves. It's also the way people engage in heated battles over the horrifying events unfolding in the world. In these challenging times, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. If you're not proactively managing your energy, you can easily be consumed by it. Hence the importance of doing energy work and clearing non-beneficial energies, frequencies, vibrations, shifting, resetting the nervous system, calling in new energies, infusing newness into your life. It cannot be overstated, because the world also needs this. It will help in terms of the shifting. We're leaving an old system. We're shifting from the old system, the old earth. Clearing the patriarchal energies. So with that, my friends, if you've been feeling disjointed or detached recently, ask yourself, is there something being called to be cleared? Are there any new things I can introduce into my routine? Even the smallest change can have profound effects. Introducing new energy into your life creates a self-sustaining cycle of rejuvenation. So consider small alterations, like changing your usual route to work, or maybe where you walk on your nature walks. Take a different path. Maybe try walking instead of driving to bring that new energy in. These minute adjustments encourage an openness to new energies that invigorate your daily life. The universe sends us abundant energy, often intergalactical of nature. Although handling such potent, powerful energy can be intense, it's a privilege. Despite any conditioned beliefs to the contrary, this energy is not alien to us. We recognize it deep within, as it complements our inherent vibrancy and dynamic nature. So my friends, consider this. Harnessing fresh energy within your everyday life allows you to engage with the promise of the future. The feeling of optimism starkly stands in the contrast to the pervasive voices spreading doom and gloom. Curating this newness is not only transformative for our planet's well-being, but also immensely beneficial for your personal peace and presence. This change in what May's energy will be bringing in and what's being called for, and this is what May's energy is endorsing. If this strikes a chord with you, but you're unsure how to proceed, take a moment, pause, reflect, contemplate. What adjustments can you implement that, in terms of this aspect of the new energies, the new you in May? What routines can you switch up? What uncharted territories can you step into? And don't worry, you don't have to undertake massive shifts. Sometimes extreme upheavals can end up being roadblocks, as you have to grapple with the aftermath of such drastic changes. It's those small, deliberately small steps that eases our entry into the energy of rebirth. Reflect on the tiny steps that can enable you to resonate with the surging fresh energy that's eager for our collaboration, for us to mold it, pulsating to breathe life into our existence. So with that, our next theme is something that we've been exposed to for a few years now, and it's still noteworthy. Struggles for autonomy and heightened public consciousness. So these struggles are expected to persist over the following 2 to 3 months, May through July. conflicts for freedom that we might not have been privy to or have been somewhat obscured, that have been somewhat obscured from our view and are now being widely recognized. An increasing number of people are starting to disseminate information in events that we collectively need to understand, pay attention to, and make decisions based on. Interestingly, this worldwide fight for liberty is the overachieving narrative here. However, this may also have notable impacts on your personal life. As we globally become more conscious of our freedoms and where they are endangered or subtly eroded, this awareness will proliferate over the upcoming months. Not only will we hear more voices discussing this, but there will also be a rise in tangible proof and data that will encourage skeptics to open their eyes to realities that may not have been aware of or inclined to acknowledge a few years ago. These months ahead will undoubtedly be highly intriguing. Often the strife we see on a global scale, especially when it comes to energy, can seep into our lives, causing our personal struggles. So with that, my friends, are you currently engaged in a battle for your personal freedom? It could be health-wise, or it could be an issue within a relationship or something else. Perhaps it's about ushering new changes in your way of life. You may experience this intensity for at least the next couple months. To counter it, it's essential to incorporate periods of tranquility and balanced energy, letting yourself have fun and be in times of play. So that brings back, like, what do you enjoy doing, and letting yourself be in that. Because you see, when you're in a time of turmoil and struggle worldwide, it can sometimes be draining. So you have to, the reflection question is, what steps are you taking to nurture a peaceful atmosphere in your everyday life? How are you creating serene encounters, maybe with your companions, to escape from the chaos outside? In this fast-paced world that sometimes feels overwhelming, endeavor to establish moments of calm, reflection, and quiet, essentially making your world a bit compact. These are effective coping mechanisms during these strenuous times. It's equally significant to raise public awareness also about these challenges. So you have to balance it. So it's equally significant to raise public awareness about these challenges, but also it's equally important to take time to pause, having that safe place for you to go to. So that's the next 3 months of what we'll be witnessing unfolding. And so then the next topic is making a difference, making a tangible impact in the lives here on earth in this experience. Now, if the world's current state of affairs has left you overwhelmed, heartbroken, feeling challenged, this is especially relevant to you. The anguish and suffering that you're continuously witnessing, sensing, and hearing about, whether through the news, articles, can often be hard to process. But channeling your energy towards aiding those in need can make a world of difference. For some of you, this might mean dedicating time, focus, and resources to tackle global problems. Others, however, might choose to help a cause closer to home that doesn't necessarily align with what's causing the heartbreak. Remember, the world is full of opportunities to lend a hand. And so there's a ton of different organizations, people who could benefit from your help. And also, it could just be your neighbors. It could be your neighbor. It could be a family member. Could be somebody at school. It doesn't have to be through a nonprofit or through an organization. It could also be just, you know, if you're out on a walk and you see, you know, sometimes when I'm walking, if I'm crossing the street and if I see a nail in the street, I pick it up and I feel, for me, I'm like, oh, I'm making a difference in my community. Because if a car, you know, or somebody on their bike were to, you know, have that nail impact the tires, that could end up causing them some challenges. So if I see a nail, I pick it up and I feel like I'm taking care of it. I'm making a difference. So you can make a difference in different ways. You could even, if you're in a grocery store and you're walking in, hold the door for someone, you know, or if you're getting coffee one day and there's somebody behind you, pay for their coffee. There's just so many different ways you can make a difference, you know? So with that, you know, if you're endowed with the capability and the resources to assist in a certain area, turning your attention and driving your energy towards those in need will provide a real sense of fulfillment and accomplishment in your life. But let's really be clear about this though, friends. For those of you who are frequently proactive in giving back, take a moment to contemplate these words. If you find yourself thinking, I should probably do more, then my friends, you perhaps should not. If you are somebody who dedicates a significant portion of your day serving others, helping other people, being in a support, making a difference, being, you know, be it through family, parenthood, caregiving, or through a profession centered around aiding people directly, this advice may not be for you. If you are in imbalance with your giving and receiving and you are giving, 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 this advice is not for you. For you, maintaining a balance and finding peace within yourself might be your way of dealing with the pressures of the world. For you, maintaining a balance and learning how to balance giving and receiving is probably one of the most important things that you can do for you and your family. However, for those among you who have been shouldering, so I'm just going to make this even clearer. For those who have been shouldering an enormous burden, offering a helping hand to those in need could just be therapeutic. So for those of you who've been shouldering an enormous burden, offering helping a hand to those in need could be just really therapeutic. Not only will it enhance your sense of well-being, but it also channels your energy into uplifting others, which in turn could be beneficial for them and you. This altruistic approach might alleviate some of the heaviness you've been carrying around. So you have to discern though. This is where you have to discern where what is best for you and recognize. Because again, if you are somebody who's constantly giving, 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 then these words are not for you. If you are somebody who's been shouldering an enormous burden and then offering to help a hand to those in need could be proved therapeutic. So let yourself use discernment and also tune in to see, you know, talk to your higher self soul, go within, see what the information is and what you're being guided to for your highest good. All right. So with that then, you know, we started the beginning talking about clearing any kind of non-beneficial fear. And so then on the ending, closing with the subject of love. Because when we clear non-beneficial patterns and programs and non-beneficial fear patterns and programs, then we can allow the space of light to come in and the shifting from 3D to 5D to a higher vibrational frequency to the energy of love. So this theme is about love and the feeling and the expression of it. This energy will be experienced and acknowledged more encompassingly moving forward. This implies a greater portion of us on earth is recognizing love as the highest vibration we share. Why it could be personal toward the share beauty of nature, appreciating the miraculous life we live, or desire to facilitate the feeling of love in ourselves, in others, helping with their healing journey so they can also savor more moments of love. With that, my friends, we are really due to witness an elevated experience of this love, both in our hearts and outward celebration. So I also can sense then with that, you know, it's interesting because I've also sensed in the last couple of weeks as I've been doing private sessions, there's been a huge recalibration of aspects happening you know, and so it's been really interesting to see, you know, kind of like what's been happening. And with that, you know, there might be many who are feeling drawn to embrace, you know, even more roles that are about healing more explicitly, because there's been a huge recalibration happening in regard to, you know, in terms of different aspects of work. And that doesn't mean that, you know, somebody is going to take on the label of healer because, you know, or, you know, in that job setting, but just know that this feeling, this experiencing of love is ascending rapidly to be the ultimate reality, the highest vibration we can share amongst ourselves. And the clarity its presence is bringing in terms of its presence is due to intensify significantly for a lot of us from May onwards, which is honestly a delightful development indeed and a critical equilibrium to plenty of the other aspects we've been juggling. So with that, my friends, as we approach this energetic month, remembering to take good care of yourself and also just letting yourself enjoy the experience. So with that, my friends, that is the energy forecast for May. There will be another one where I break it down per date as well as just putting it into the categories. But I want to thank you for joining us here on this episode of the Inspiring You Show, whether you're listening to on the podcast or on YouTube. If you are seeking additional support for your healing journey, you are invited to explore our premium content. And here's what's available. The Inspiring You podcast, the paid podcast subscription, has over 78 episodes, specially curated for our paid subscribers. And it's only $25 a month. You gain access to transformative content, including our exclusive dosing of the month, which is coming up on this Saturday. People say that that really helps support them the entire month. And we go, what we do is we take the energy forecast, and from the energy forecast, we do a Reiki and dowsing, clearing non-beneficial energies, calling in beneficial energies to support for the month. It is so, it's one of my favorite things to do each month. And so that's coming up on this Saturday, May 4th. It will be a live class, and then followed, there will be a replay. For the paid podcast, you have access to the replay that will be put on the podcast. But if you want access to the live classes, there's the Inspiring You Patreon that has live classes and replays. And there are two levels. The Meditate With Me is $20 a month, which you can participate in guided sessions, guided meditation sessions, Reiki energy healing meditations, and then, or the All Access is $50 a month, and that has everything that Meditate With Me has, plus the All Access has the dosing of the month. You are invited to the live class, and then you get access to the replay, and there's an additional dosing as well. Plus, in the Inspiring You Patreon, there's over 50 guided, Reiki guided, mindful energy healing meditations, somatic practices, as well as if you're in the All Access, you get access to all the dowsing group meditations as well. So please consider joining. We'd love to have you part of that community as well. And if you are finding this to be really helpful, please like, please comment, please share. Really, really appreciate it and would just love to hear from you. All right, before we go, we always want to de-link. So please repeat this after me if this resonates. I ask to break the links. I ask to break the Reiki links. I ask to break the links with this episode, this podcast with this episode, leaving only balance and harmony to either ends. I also ask to clear any residual energies being held in my body as a result of these links. I ask the light Reiki to fill all the void cells, rejuvenating, refreshing, revitalizing for my highest good with ease and grace. And so it is. May peace be with all of you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And remember, healing is a journey, that one that sometimes unfolds layer by layer. So take it at your own pace. And when you're ready for transformation, you have the tools, my friends. It is all within you. Much, much, much love. Thank you so much for joining me here.